Hello, my dear. Happy welcome to this global meeting specifically designed for your wisdom. Today, you know that human beings use just 5% of their potential because another 5 is came from God. And this is all our meetings are about. Already 980 meeting a row. We are meeting together and praying in global prayer chain while all people are invited, from simple people to presidents, of course, to attract God's wisdom and build ultimate global peace by 2027 in every corner of the world, every country. You want peace, you want to be wise and do your things greater. Let's rejoice together with God and attract God's wisdom in our life, in our family, community, country, and the world. There were so many miracles in our meetings. And let me go together and join Global Prayer Chain. Subscribe the channel. Share this message to billions. Turn on just to listen God's word, sanctify your place 24/7. And let me go with a powerful music, worship of God and God's words for today. And powerful prayers that shake in the earth with the mobilization of the heavenly world as we are living and the meeting and this concrete meeting in direct presence of God with the substantialization of the Holy Spirit. Let me go. Enjoy. Okay. Yeah, powerful music. Let me go with the words of God from the Messiah second coming. Let we see what God prepared for us today. Powerful quotes for wisdom. In front of God, all families are fallen. Only when they go beyond the fallen world can they emerge as ideal families of God. But even after ideal families have appeared, we need a new age and a new structure for an ideal world. The center of that world will be the ideal United Nations based on ideal families. that can provide a model for the world. The model world begins from the family. We need to establish a United Nations that goes beyond the evil position and unite can evil as one. Then everyone will be part of the family that goes beyond the nations and the world. Okay, good, wise quotes from the Messiah and coming. And actually, to build a world peace, it starts from our families. So let's start it with our global family and invite Grace from Uganda to say a powerful prayer for peace. Happy welcome, Grace.
Thank you so much. Good evening. Let us pray. Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? Okay, let us pray. Dear loving heavenly parent, our most precious two parents of heaven, earth, and humankind, good evening. Thank you so much, heavenly parent, for your amazing love. Thank you so much for your care. Thank you so much for your kindness. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much, heavenly parent.
Yeah, sounds of nature. Nature.
Sorry about that. Thank you. Thank you so much, Heavenly Parent. We are truly grateful for your amazing love and care. We are truly grateful for your kindness and your provision, Heavenly Parent and beloved true parents. You have never forsaken us, Heavenly Parent, ever since the fall of man. You searched for us all in darkest areas, Heavenly Parent. You have provided us the light, Heavenly Parent, for which we can follow so that we can be liberated King of Kings. We are truly grateful. Heavenly Parent, we are so amazed by the love that you have for us. Thank you so much, Heavenly Parent, for giving us the true parents to completely eliminate the darkness from our hearts and eliminate our souls to see the goodness that is in you, to understand our value. Heavenly Parent, your value is so precious. Your value is so kind, beloved true parents. Thank you. We pray that King of Kings, the condition that we make every day for a peaceful world can be realized, Heavenly Parent, as soon as possible. We call upon the absolute good spirit world to give us their support, to give us their guidance, to connect us to our true parents so that we can be able to understand each step that we take without missing it, King of Kings. I glorify your name, honor you, and I pray that you bless everyone who is on this platform. Bless everyone who comes across this message. Bless our nations and the world. Heavenly Parent, to pray for all those that are suffering in the areas of conflict, King of Kings, may you give them the hope and give them your revelation so that they can be able to find solace in your heart. I thank you and report this in the precious name of our true parents. Adieu. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So good to hear you and Mother Nature around. Let's invite our sister Irina from Uganda to say a powerful prayer for peace. Irina, happy welcome.
Thank you, Brother Nikolai. I just joined. How are you today, all of you, dear brothers and sisters? Let us pray. Good evening, most precious heavenly parents. I love the true parents of heaven and earth and all humankind. We are grateful for today, for the life you give us every day. We are grateful that every day we learn something new. And Father, today, as we went about our daily things, we've learned that we have to really, really obey your will. If we want the world to have peace, we must absolutely obey your will and listen to what you tell us, and we do them according to your will. Father, that is the weakness of all the people in this world. When you tell us what to do, everybody finds a way of doing it in their own way, and therefore we get confused. We don't have the capability to really decipher your messages so that we can do your will properly. So Father, today I pray that you give us wisdom so that we may be able to know you to understand you and to do your will correctly, because we need peace urgently, and we need peace in this world, Father, especially as we pray for our founders of our peace organizations. We really want them to see happening, because they've sacrificed so much all along with the will of getting peace on earth. So we want to get this will on earth before they go to the spiritual world. Heavenly parents, we know that if everything is done well on earth, then as we go to the spiritual world, everything will already be set and be done well. So everything starts here on earth. That is why we value our life. Let's learn to use our life profitably and to make it a pleasing journey for you. Father, thank you so much again today. Thank you again for the brothers and sisters who come on this forum every day to pray for peace. Father, please listen to our prayers. Let peace happen. Let peace happen urgently. Report and thank you as Elina Rutanje of the Blessed Central Family. Adieu, adieu, adieu. Amen, amen, amen.
Adieu, adieu, adieu. Amen, amen. Thank you so very much. So powerful prayer. So good to hear from you. As today we pray for wisdom, let me join hands further. Dear Heavenly Parents, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Mother, good evening. We just meet right here, right now, by your call. You ask for the Messiah Second Coming to pray for peace. And also through Jesus and the Bible, you ask us to pray for the sick. And we see how sick is our world, dear Heavenly Parent. And the Messiah Second Coming said that we're supposed to pray till the death, that the prayers was building this world. There was many, many empires and many different countries and different rich people and stars and all others. But only prayers was building substantial peace and good world. As we see from all the central figures to Abraham, Moses, and all of them, Jesus, all was praying, and they asked to pray, and they build with the Christian world. Jesus built this world of democracy, and also those despite for all of these fightings that politicians and kings was doing, that prayerful hearts was building further the world, as this you send the missionaries from England to you, Americas, and they build USA, and go with these Christian missionaries around the globe to inspire people to live with God. And this was building peace. This was building real substantial world. And we're supposed to understand this, that not only politicians, but real substantial peace and substantial world is done by prayerful heart and that hearts. And we are here right now, Global Family, the representative of humanity, to pray for peace 2027. This is your dream and vision, and this presentation for all 8 billion plus people on the earth. All of our brothers and sisters, even those who are fighting, they are want to live in peace, and that is a presentation that they just use wrong mechanism, ancient mechanism of wars and others. Dear Heavenly Parent, you ask us to pray for the sick, and we pray for them to liberate from all of these sins and love to marriage, corruption, stealing, and also wars. Dear Heavenly Parent, I pray for brothers and sisters who join here as representative of humanity. I pray for Irina family and Grace family in Uganda, and for Amos and Gabon, and me and Jan and Stella and Europe. Dear Heavenly Parent, we united few countries and few continents here, and this is message to billions, as all 8 billion plus people are invited, from simple people to presidents. Most of them was at our meetings, bishops, archbishops, prophets, prophetess, and many others who join our meetings. And we pray for all of them, for archbishops and cardinals, and even the Pope and all religious leaders, all politician leaders, prime minister and presidents, and all the billionaires, they receive God's blessing to be this kind of leaders and choosing 1% of population just for one reason, to unite with the Messiah's coming and build substantial peace by 2027, and even more quickly with today's development by 2025. Please lead us every day, every hour, every second. Let we unite together. Let we go together and build substantial peace, not someday, but today, every day, as we are meeting 980 meeting a row. Let we meet it and build substantial peace even more quickly and more joyfully. Dear Heavenly Parent, you bless us in this concrete time that we are living in Messiah's second coming time. And we really suppose to understand how to live with Messiah's coming, how to live with the substantialization of God on earth, with only begotten Son, only begotten Daughter that you send right now as true parents. And we are so happy that we are just get this great news that the only begotten Daughter come, and this was the purpose of the history, that the only begotten Son, only begotten Daughter, as true parents, they fulfill the predestination and build the heavenly kingdom. A heavenly kingdom is done by them already 12 years, and hallelujah, dear heavenly parent, just remain for all Albino Plus people on the earth to inherit the heavenly kingdom in their life, in their family, community, country, the world. And this is all our meeting around the globe doing every day. We are inherited, we are understanding, we are reading Messiah words, and we are inherited, and we are substantialized in our life, in our family, in our communities, and the countries of the world through our great work of the tribal messiahship. So we are really make great changes and great revolutions with the settle of the ideal peace communities, that of heavenly kingdom, that it's supposed to be done as soon as possible in every community. Dear Heavenly Parent, I bring this day as a pure offering. I pray one more time for brothers and sisters who join here, for those who watch this video, who share this video. May you bless them with really abundance and true love, to attract true love and happiness and wisdom. And really that all of them who are here right now to be more healthy and more wealthy, and to meet prepared people, to lead you providence further, dear Heavenly Parent, every day, everywhere, every second. Please receive this short report and protect us, dear Heavenly Parent. It's very important as we pray for the world that you could protect us and our families and the communities, country, and the world. Let this protection came from you and never go astray as Adam and Eve was going out of the garden and protect hell, dear Heavenly Parent. Please lead us and help us to understand everything and go together. And receive this short report, I pray, in my name as Nikolai Kerpala, Saint Blas family. Adieu, amen, amen, amen. Yeah, thank you very much, brothers and sisters. So nice to meet you today and every day. Pray for you. Stay happy, healthy. More prosperity, abundance, and health.
Thank you. Good night. Good
yeah,
night.
See you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Okay, Mutu, more people. Bye. Let's invite our friends and family to rejoice together with God in direct presence of God.